T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Goes right at Jokic, jump shot, that will go. And there's the triple-double, his ninth at the playoffs. And the ovations pouring down on these Nuggets. The first finals game in franchise history is a rousing success. Denver's 9-0 at home in the playoffs. They take game one.
Oh, baby, Mike Breen on the call for ABC as the Nuggets outlast the Heat. Really was a blow to the Heat, made a 10-0 run, went on a 10-0 run in the fourth quarter. But I think if you're the Denver Nuggets, you're feeling really good after game number one. Nuggets win 104-93 to take a 1-0 series lead, the first ever finals game for the Denver Nuggets. And they did play in the ABA championship against the New Jersey Nets and Dr. J. That was way back when with Dan Essel and Larry Brown as head coach. But a long time for Denver. As Denver, they figured out a way to slow down Jimmy Butler. Shout out Aaron Gordon from San Jose.
I know.
Play some damn good defense. We're getting to the Giants and Orioles this weekend. We got Brett Boone, one of the Boone brothers, one of the Boone boys. He'll join us at 7:30 to talk a little baseball, of course. He's on a Seattle's Mariners team that won 116, and they got smoked by the Yankees in the playoffs. We will not bring that up, Shasky. We'll not bring that up at all. Maybe bring it up playing with Ichiro. And we'll finally get Casey Pratt on. Casey Pratt, nice. Who we had to basically say, yo, we need to pivot. Bob Myers got it. He left. Come back Friday. So Casey Smith will join us, and so we'll talk
He's
a lot about it. He is a good sport. Good morning, everybody out there. What's up, Chaz?
Nothing, man. I know we're going to get into the NBA Finals in a second, but I wanted to start off today by giving gifts. I feel like Kris Kringle today, and it's not because of me. It's because of people giving me things to give to us, and I want to give them some shouts. First off, you and I are both rocking our SFYBL All-Star Practice hats. Very cool.
Feels good. It actually fits my head.
Yeah, good. Okay, it's that's good. I didn't know.
Fits. Yeah, no, you know, it's right on point.
A king-size crown for my boy, and so I got some gear for the guys, and then I got home and there was a box sitting on my steps, and it said, and I open it up and this is what it says, and I'll read it. Hey guys, Scott Z, owner of Lucky Dog Hot Sauce out of Hayward, California.
Wow.
So they're local. I was delivering to Carol's Meats, shout out my boy Chunky Meats, at 95.7, and the butcher boy came up for a connection. Next thing you know, he said, you're big time hot sauce fans. So I asked him for an address. He gave me your address. I'm a big fan. I listen every single day while I'm making deliveries, packing orders, etc. And of course, I'm watching Bonte on the Dubs post game. There's a set of 6 hot sauces for each of you and a couple t-shirts. I had to guess on the sizes, so hopefully they came close. Then some other nice things. Thanks for providing entertainment sports talk on the daily. Scott Z, owner of Lucky Dog Hot Sauce out of Oakland, California. Wow. And so I've got it. Jars of Lucky Dog Hot Sauce to give out to you and some of the boys here. I kept my 6, so I'm going to tell you that right now, guys. I'm a hot sauce guy. We're a hot sauce family. I admit that. I know. Damn, thank you.
That's
thank you,
uncool.
Lucky Dog. I got Year of the Dog. It's a Thai chili pineapple hot sauce.
Wow.
I've got cherry chipotle. I've got, what do we got here? Lucky Dog Alderwood Smoked Scotch Bonnet. I mean, wow. That might be the one. El Paro, fire roasted tomato. So I'm going to dime all over the place.
We got a lot of hot sauces, basically.
Bonte.
That's what we have.
Bonte, Lucky Dog Hot Sauce.
Lucky Dog.
You know, when I'm looking to add a little spice to my life, right? And maybe my wife, even though she's a great cook, hasn't seasoned it to the heat level that I'm looking for, I grab a little Lucky Dog hot sauce. And they've got so many varieties and flavors. I can mix and match this bad boy with any cuisine that we deserve to eat here at the Shasky household. So shout out Scott Z and support local, support Lucky Dog. And if you have any products that you want to send me and Bonte, shamelessly, I'll take them.
He will do it shamelessly. If you want to send something that's on you, I'm not going to beg for it. We will support it, though. That's
no,
for
I
sure.
want to support
we
locally.
We will support it. We will support
that's
it.
That's pretty cool.
Joe Shasky,
thank
the butcher,
you, Scott.
The ultimate pitch man. I can see you doing a commercial for Lucky Dog Hot Sauce. Lucky Dog Hot Sauce. You can put it on anything. It's Joe Shasky, the butcher with Lucky Dog Hot Sauce. We got Chipotle. We got cherry tomato. Yeah. We got fire roasted wood. We got it all. Lucky Dog Hot Sauce.
I could have both my dogs in the actual commercial, too.
You could have the dogs
they made
in
an
the
appearance
commercial.
On 95.7 The Game yesterday.
That's what you just told me.
If you've got mint chocolate chip ice cream, boom, you splash a little cherry chipotle on there.
So you just told me. Listen, you just told me, and look, we're going to do shameless shout outs because I got some special shout outs.
I got
some special
shout outs. I'm sorry. Thanks for letting me do that.
We got some special shout outs. I want to give a special shout out to Lowell High School. Their baseball team is going to the state championship against University. They went up there and played Ripon Christian and beat them 7-6. So I know a lot of those guys on the Lowell baseball staff. So shout out to Daryl, who coaches that team, Coach Daryl, and the rest of the crew. We'll get into that at 7:45.
And shout out Kajero, because he's coaching over at University.
University. I love University, both those schools.
He's an O Club softball guy.
University, they treated me well, man, when I covered high school sports, man. Randy Bocello and his basketball team. I love their little gym. They're two schools. You got to go across the street to both classrooms. I love their gym, though. So we'll get the shameless shout outs, because I got a special one as well at 7:45. But a lot going on here on the roast on a Friday. You told me you joined Willard yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And Lucas Alexander, the producer for Willard and Dibs, was blowing me up to get me on the show. And I'm like, I don't want to talk about my tweet with Willard and Dibs. And we'll get the quarterbacks a little bit later. Okay. But I was wondering, did you guys talk quarterbacks?
No. I came in to, like, you know, smoke the peace pipe with everyone and just chill everything. I'm like, guys, it's June. You know what I mean? Like, we'll just let it go, you know? And I don't think anybody means anything malicious or anything like that. It's just, you know, he thinks one way, you think another. I think there's some interpretation issues regarding the quarterback if you haven't been listening. And I think you put out a tweet that might have been misinterpreted. He maybe has said some things based off the misinterpretation of the tweet that maybe we misinterpreted. And so it's like, guys,
listen,
it's June.
One thing I haven't talked about is Dinkin and Duncan. I know everybody's talking about is Brock Purdy a Dinkin Dunk quarterback. Look, man, I have not gotten into that.
Isn't Brady kind of a dink and dunker?
Brady, James White won an MVP in the Super Bowl, catching 14 passes out of the backfield.
That's what I'm saying.
Anybody remember Kevin Falk?
Yeah.
Anybody ever remember Deion White?
LSU?
Yeah, LSU, Kevin Falk.
He said Jarvis Green Ellis.
Ellis. I mean, come on, man. Brady was a check down king. Montana checked down. That was a West Coast offense. It's okay to check down. You take what's given to you. Why do you think Christian McCaffrey made this offense take another step? Because you could check it down to Christian McCaffrey and get your 7 yards instead of 2nd and 3, 3rd and 2, whatever it is. Who cares whether or not Brock Purdy is a dink and dunk quarterback? The fact is, Brock Purdy got a dud. All right, and when he needed to stretch the field, I thought he threw some great deep passes. The one to George Kittle gets the Commander. So again, people want to misinterpret the tweet. Brock Purdy's a QB1 right now. But if Trey comes out hot, we got a conversation. That's all I'm saying. My whole thing is we dismiss Trey Lance. We've seen 4 games from him.
Yeah.
We cannot judge Trey Lance off of 4 games. But can we judge Sam Darnold off of 5 years? I think so. We've had 5 years of data with Sam Darnold. The narrative for Trey Lance and Sam Darnold is completely different. It's Sam Darnold hasn't played with anybody. Well, when Trey Lance has played, who's he played with? That's all. But let's start with the NBA Finals.
Brought to you by Cherry Chipotle Hot Sauce from Lucky Dog.
Cherry Chipotle Hot Sauce.
But if Lucky you want to do something like that, honestly, if you want to be a part of this show and you want to support us here, email me at Joe at 95.7 The Game. Email me at Joe at 95.7 The Game. If you have a business and you'd like to do some sponsorships or you'd like to do something and get incorporated and have some of your products pitched out here. Because, I mean, that's how Guru got the put the rat on the table sponsored. I mean, that's how we do this bad boy.
At Cole Pet Control.
Exactly.
Pest Control. But it took about 6 years for them to come on board. Because Guru's had rats every year for 6 years. At Cole Pest Control.
My grandpa had rats at his place, and it's not good.
No, it's not good.
It's not good
at all. It's not good at all. But no, I was getting blown up yesterday. I was like, I am chilling with Baby Chaz.
Oh.
And I had to run up to the old club to shake some hands and meet some people yesterday for a quick second. I was like, I'm not coming out in the afternoons to talk to Mark Willard about quarterbacks. We just disagree on takes. We disagree. I don't want to have my afternoon. I am taking a break. I am unplugging. And Baby Chaz was running material yesterday. So that's what it was all about before the NBA Finals yesterday. I just kept watching Denver with the Warriors in mind. How can you not watch the Denver Nuggets with the Warriors in mind?
I think I'm worried.
Well,
about moving forward, like regardless of what happens in this series, and I feel Denver's in a really good spot here. Bonte, this is a really formidable team.
No, this team's going to be in the West for a long time. And you think, I mean, they're going to be a problem in the West for a long time, I should say. Jokic is what, 27 years old?
Yeah, and I feel like he can play like this for a while.
All right, so Jokic, how old is Jokic? Jokic is Nikola Jokic.
28.
He's 28 years old.
Okay.
Jamal Murray. You look at Jamal Murray. Feels 26. Like he's been in the league forever. 26 years old.
Okay.
Aaron Gordon. Feels like 27? He's been in the league forever. 27. Michael Porter Jr., 24.
Wow.
Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, 30. Still playing well. All right. Bruce Brown, 26 years old.
He's only 26. Wow.
They're giving Christian Brown, the young man out of Kansas who won a national championship with the Kansas Jayhawks, he's 22. This team is young, and they're not going anywhere. And Jokic dominated a basketball game yesterday. He went in the fourth quarter with 5 shot attempts and controlled the entire basketball game.
It was very Jason Kidd-esque, wasn't it?
Jason Kidd, Magic. I mean, who else? Steve Nash. Mm-hmm. I mean, Tim Duncan-ish. Mm-hmm. This guy dominated the entire basketball game.
I would even put Anthony Davis in that category, but he did more defensively against the Golden State Warriors, where it felt like he didn't even have to do much offensively.
Yep, no doubt. I mean, this guy dominated the basketball game. And I'm thinking about the Golden State Warriors. Okay, Bob Myers has moved on.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to miss Bob Myers a lot, tremendously. You know, the impact of him on this basketball team. And I think one thing we didn't do yesterday, Marcus Thompson II wrote a great athletic article sending off Bob Myers saying he was one of us. He was the Bay Area. He was part of this community. And what he did to connect the roster to the head coach, to the ownership group, and make all the tough decisions, Bob Myers is going to be missed. But whoever comes into play, whether it's Mike Dunleavy Jr. or whoever becomes the GM of the Golden State Warriors, what you have to do now is retool to load up to beat the Denver Nuggets.
I agree.
That's the team. That is problem number one in the Western Conference. Now, the Lakers aren't going anywhere. We'll see what happens with the Clippers. Minnesota, they got to make some moves here. Memphis, we heard from Adam Silver yesterday that Ja Morant, after the NBA Finals, he's going to make a decision on Ja Morant. It sounds like it's going to be pretty harsh. Sounds like John Morant's going to miss plenty of time. Sacramento, they're going to be around, right? They're a pesky team. They finished third in the Western Conference. We got to give them credit for that. How do the Warriors retool to beat the Denver Nuggets? Because we got a Nuggets problem here, Sasky. Jokic is going nowhere.
Well, and not only is Jokic going nowhere, but you would think if you were going to come up with a list of guys who could at least slow him down a little, wouldn't Bam be at the top of that list?
Absolutely.
I mean, he was just passing right over the top of Bam.
I mean, he made Anthony Davis look like a traffic cone.
So, like, what?
So, I don't know what you do. I don't think you can stop the guy. The guy's averaging a triple-double throughout this postseason run.
And then I also like what they did defensively against the Miami Heat, where they're like, oh, Bam Adebayo's, you know, fourth best ability is shooting.
Right.
You know what I mean? Let's make him be a guy who shoots 24, 25 times in a game. And that's not going to be the most efficient way that they run offense. So, he has really good IQ, Jokic does, in terms of picking and choosing the spots. I just don't know, B. Like, I don't know, like, what you do against him, man. I don't think you can. Like, I keep coming back to this.
You can't stop him.
I keep coming back to this. You can't do both. You can't run it back with the big three and think that you're still in the championship zone.
No.
Because I just don't think that's good enough.
Yeah, I don't know if that's good enough for this rendition of the Denver Nuggets.
And yes, that's what I mean. Like, looking at who you're going to have to go through, I just don't see if that. And I don't think that's me, like, you're hating on the big three. I think it's me being reasonable and understanding, like, they're in their primes, they're ascending, you're declining. And not saying it's over. I'm saying you're just slightly declining. You're not the same team. You make a lot more than what they make. So putting your roster together becomes trickier. Man, I don't know. When I look at their length, right? Michael Porter didn't shoot well at all last night.
No.
Okay? He got the 12 rebounds.
Yep.
He's playing defense when I thought he was a turnstile defensively.
I thought the Lakers would pick on him.
Me too.
I was like, Michael Porter Jr., this ain't the series for him. And he completely fooled me.
And then you see Aaron Gordon and him. So now you have a front court of Jokic, Porter Jr., and Aaron Gordon. That's a lot of length.
A lot of length and a lot of physicality.
And what's the one area where you look at the Warriors right now, you're like, they don't have a lot of length.
Not a lot of physicality either. That's the thing.
To me, is a double whammy.
Well, you get Aaron Gordon, who's had to defend Kevin Durant.
Yep.
LeBron James, AD at times, Karl Anthony Towns, sometimes on Anthony Edwards. And now he's guarding Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler was nowhere to be found yesterday. Jimmy was just ordinary.
Bring up what was the quote you sent to the chat this morning? Because I think we talked about what are the characteristics that you're looking for in a GM. And I just think for this team moving forward, talent is so important. Everyone talks about talent. I think even more important than talent to me is fit.
Well,
I think that's what I'm like for assessing who can play on this team moving forward.
Right. Nikola Jokic after the game yesterday said the best thing that Aaron Gordon did by way of San Jose, Archbishop Mitty, shout out to them. The best thing that he did was accept his role, which is be a defender, cutter, slasher, play the dunker role, and do all the dirty work. Aaron Gordon is completely bought in. Completely bought in. And he's three games away from an NBA championship. Now, do the Warriors need guys to buy into their roles? Absolutely. But here's my pushback on that.
Okay.
It is tough to buy into a role when you have a revolving door of starting lineups.
Wow.
The Warriors had over, I think, 25 different starting lineups this season, including the playoffs.
Because of
injuries,
inconsistency, injuries, availability, you know, age.
He gets left for 25 games. You know, Kaminga's role
was a lot of
23 minutes a game, and then he gets to the playoffs and he doesn't play at all.
Let me ask you this, because I think it's a very, very good point, and I think it's a fair point. Can you expect consistent roles when you have Klay and Dre and Steph? And all of them are older. They're not going to play all 82. We have to also acknowledge the reality. And if you want the best out of them, I don't think you want them playing all 82.
No, you don't.
So you're going to have evolution of roles on a night-to-night basis. So isn't that have to be baked into how you assemble your roster?
You thought that was going to be the case this year.
Yeah.
I thought that was baked in, and then they start off 3-7. And 0-5 on the road, it was like, well, abort mission.
Yes.
We're playing the veterans heavy minutes now.
Yeah.
So you want that to happen. You would expect that to happen, but it didn't happen. And so all the roles, like we talk about Jordan Poole, the combination of roles he had to play, it's very tough to find a consistent rhythm. Klay Thompson, Klay Thompson was horrible in the playoffs. Horrible. And I'll admit that on the front end. It's horrible against the LA Lakers. I almost threw up watching him shoot those shots at the end of game four. But his role changed. Mm-hmm. Like, we forget that just because he started every game. But in the pecking order, I think if Andrew Wiggins is around, I think he is slotted as that number three option because the Warriors would get Wiggins going early. Remember last year and early this year, Wiggins would have hot first quarters. Get Wiggins going early, let him carry the offensive load, and then Steph kind of finds his way in the game, let the game come to him alongside Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson had to be the number one option for 2-3 straight months, all right? Steph comes back, and I remember you told me, you go, man, Stephen Curry's kind of messed up the rhythm a little bit.
He did.
And Klay had
but
to
no
take
one
a
wants
step back.
To say that because he's Steph, and he's I get Steph. It. It sounds absurd to say out loud.
Yep.
But there is a trickle-down effect.
But outside of Draymond Green and Stephen Curry, everybody's role changed.
Yeah, I agree.
Everybody. So if you don't have a consistent role throughout the season, and then you get into the playoffs, and it's the same thing. Wiggins comes off the bench. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, Draymond comes off the bench. Oh, wait, Looney comes off the bench. Oh, wait, we're going to start DiVincenzo. Oh, wait, we're not going to start DiVincenzo.
We're going to start two bigs all year, but then in the playoffs, depending on matchup, we're going to go one big lineup. Like, that's why I know everyone lost their minds when I said, Dre needs to accept that he's going to be the lone five, like a small ball five, because I do think that, like, playing all year one way, and then getting into the playoffs, and then a completely aborting mission after one or two games.
Mm-hmm.
How does that help anyone?
Yeah, so with the Warriors, when I look back at the season, and we played the blame game of this guy,
yeah.
But after just taking a step back, and the Warriors haven't played basketball in a few weeks now, it was hard to define any role. Nobody had a role defined on this team. DiVincenzo went from starting to playing well to, oh, wait, GP2's back. Now I'm seeing less run. Now I'm not playing much. Now I'm seeing only 12 minutes in a game. GP2 is starting. Diddy's coming off the bench. Diddy's starting. Diddy's coming off the bench playing 5 minutes. So the Warriors, one, had to figure out a way to combat the Denver Nuggets, how to get bigger, longer, more athletic, and two, define everybody's role. Now, again, you can't help injuries. Injuries happen. Guys stepping away. We never anticipated Andrew Wiggins stepping away for 25 games.
No, I don't think he did either.
But it happened.
Yeah.
And roles change. So moving forward, we have a Denver Nuggets problem.
Well, I
agree. Because Nikola Jokic looks like he's going to be Tim Duncan, Shaq, Hakeem Olajuwon. You can't stop this guy. You can't.
There was something that was said on the Hoop Collective podcast that I would like to bring up I just think is something to monitor as a Warrior fan. As you're watching this Nugget series, as you're watching what's happening, as you're kind of waiting, because I think the league tries to tell you, don't let on any news during the week of the finals.
Right.
I think something's going to happen immediately after the finals,
yeah.
And I think the Warriors should be all over it.
Yeah, I believe so, too.
So you know where I'm going with this.
I think I know where you're going.
Okay.
And this segment was brought to you by Go to Say Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToSayLumber.com. What's coming up on the game sponsored by 7-Eleven? Your phone calls, 888-957-9570. What are your thoughts on the NBA Finals, and how can the Warriors reload to combat the Denver Nuggets? Because, folks, the Nuggy Dugs are going nowhere.
The Lakers absolutely were terrific in going down in this series. I'm not sure I've seen a more impressive performance in a sweep ever.
The Morning Roast is live on YouTube right now. Take it away, Bonte.
That had to be sarcasm, right?
Bonte, could you imagine baby Chess? I'm just hypothetically here because she would never do this. She comes home. She's got all like Fs. And you're like, this is the greatest all F report card of all time.
Oh, my gosh. But you really studied hard for these tests. You failed them. But you know what? This is a very impressive 0.00 GPA.
No one got distracted in class more than you.
By the way, baby Chess.
Uh-huh.
She's like, Papa, play golf. Play golf. And so I was playing with the putter around in the house yesterday with her, and she's grabbing the putter. She's swinging it like a golf club.
Oh.
Your boy's about to become Richard Williams. Hey, baby Chance, we're going to the LPGA or tennis.
I like
it. We're about to be on the court for 16 hours a day.
Just don't be the Michael Jackson dad.
I'm going to be Earl Woods.
Earl, dude. Don't get that RV.
Stay away from the RV.
I would stay away from the Earl Woods comparisons as well.
Yeah, no, I know.
Get yourself into some trouble.
Not. But I am going to purchase her some toddler sticks.
Nice. You know what? Start with this. The plastic ones, so I always get them.
Yeah.
The plastic with the plastic ball. She'll be able to run around with it.
Yeah,
they've got all the different colors.
Yeah.
She'll be banging balls all over the place.
She likes hitting the baseball. Spadoni got her a great gift with the wiffle ball. The wiffle ball and the baseball bat. So sometimes she hits it over the playpen. I'm like, home run. And she tries to run around with the bat. So it's pretty cool.
You know, I
don't like to force it on her, though.
No. They'll naturally gravitate toward it. You know, like any parent that's freaking out when you're like, oh, a kid can't hit a baseball at whatever age, like, relax. I saw on the Hoop Collective podcast, Tim McMahon, who is one of Nick Friedell's buddies and has been covering kind of the Dallas, Texas scene of basketball for a long
time. Houston, Dallas, San Antonio.
He is very tapped in, and he doesn't say things flippantly. He's a very interesting guy. I love his kind of...
He is very interesting.
He's like, his whole humor is very different.
Yeah,
Wouldn't you agree?
He is a very interesting guy, trust me.
But I think he kind of knows that when he says something, there's magnitude to it, and so I personally don't think he says things flippantly, but on the Hoop Collective podcast, he said Joel Embiid is on the Knicks watch list.
Yep.
Now, he also acknowledges like this is a slim possibility, but the fact that he even acknowledges that and says it out loud, I'm thinking the Knicks? Hell, the Warriors should be in on that.
And here's the thing.
Screw the Knicks.
No, well, two things. One, the Knicks. The Sixers aren't trading with the Knicks. They're not going to trade with Joel Embiid. They're not going to trade him within the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You're not trading the MVP to the New York Knicks.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening whatsoever. But two, and look, I've been back and forth, but there was a time where I wanted Embiid more than Giannis.
Why?
I wanted Embiid more than Giannis.
Pause just on that.
A better jump shooter. Okay. You need shooting. You got a guy who's consistent at the free throw line, who makes, what is Joel Embiid at the free throw line? He's over 80%.
Yeah, he's pretty silky.
He's really, really good.
I mean, it would give them an inside-outside presence that they haven't ever had. Since like Wilt.
Right, but the thing is, you got to load manage him because of the injuries that he's had. You know, he gets hurt a lot. I get all that. If you could get 60 games out of him, get him ready for the playoffs. Although Embiid plays 66 games this season, he shot 85.5% for the free throw line. He's an 82% career free throw shooter. We see Giannis. He has days where he goes 10 to 30.
Yeah, well, the dribbling before the free throw is a thing.
Right.
The thing about Joel Embiid, he would command so much presence underneath the hoop, and the ability for Steph Curry to be able to move around and knock down shots off ball would just be unbelievable.
The Under Armour connection.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
You know what I'm saying?
I didn't even know.
Remember when Steph Curry had the little series in the Sprinter vans where he talked to Nipsey Hussle, talked to E-40? Yeah. Joel Embiid was part of that series where they went to International Smoke down there on Mission Street, Aisha Curry's restaurant, of course, and they had a nice conversation. Embiid, they've gone overseas together, promoting the Under Armour brand. So there's a little something there.
You know, I totally was oblivious to the Under Armour connection until you referenced it. That is a thing.
Well, Giannis and Curry, I believe, share the same agent, so there's a connection there.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? But
it's not Doggy, is it?
Huh? No, it's not Doggy.
That was a joke.
No, Doggy. I'm telling you, Doggy. I like Doggy. I want Doggy on the
Doggy,
show.
Doggy, 888.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
957-9570. Please call in.
I want Doggy on the show. But Embiid, if he is available,
after Jimmy retires, he's going to represent Ponte.
Dude, that would
be hilarious.
Doggy would get me my money.
Yeah, he would.
He will bleed Matt Nahegan dry here at 95.7 The Game. Ponte Hill needs a 7-figure contract. That would never happen. But anyway, Embiid. The Warriors need to swing big. When we think about Jokic,
all day.
You think about the Denver Nuggets, and you think about where the NBA is going. The series against the Lakers were very, very enlightening to, I think, all of us. You need a big in today's game. You need an active big who can
balance the floor.
Balance the floor, get easy buckets, go to the rim, finish strong with the rim, and get to the free throw line.
And command double teams.
Command double teams. Free up the shooters. Command double teams. Get to the free throw line.
And wouldn't that be the next evolution for someone like Steph Curry?
Oh, my
where
gosh.
You would, because like I'm seeing what he did with James Harden. I believe Curry to have more left in the tank and be in a better spot physically right now than where Harden's been. Harden showed like, if you want to, you know, kind of not load manage, but pick and choose your spots and evolve your game, you can. And I don't think Harden's great. In terms of his body of work, he's not Steph. Steph's on a whole nother platform.
Right.
You gave him the fountain of youth of Joel Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like? And,
oh my gosh.
And I'm just kind of visualizing here. If you're talking about maximizing Klay Thompson.
Oh my gosh.
Off of Joel Embiid.
Oh, think about Tobias Harris and how many wide open shots
he got. Tobias Harris isn't even close to
the shooter. Not even close to Klay Thompson.
Not even close. But I'm just like, that to me now, it might feel pipe dreamish, and I get where people are saying, but the fact that someone from ESPN who's been covering the league this long is saying that the Knicks, it could be a reality, yada, yada. Warriors should be all in on this.
Yeah, I agree with that. I totally agree with that. And I think Joe Lacob, with the way he talked on Monday at Bob Myers' presser, where he stepped down as president of basketball operations and GM of the Golden State Warriors, Joe Lacob likes to swing big. Again, you talked about me yesterday. You're like, Ponte, you don't forget anything. You got receipts on top of receipts.
Yeah.
Well, back in 2018, when he came to the studio, when I was working with Greg Papa, the voice of the Niners, and I sat here, and Joe Lacob looked at all of us, and he said, look, I may not have the same four All-Stars, but I will have four All-Stars on the court. We will swing big and be in a mix on everything. I don't forget those things. Anywhere you're at, basically reiterated that on Monday. We're going to win. No matter what the rules are, we will win. So how do you win? You got to swing big. By the way, we got to do this before 6:45. From the 415 here, happy Friday, guys. Could you please shout out happy birthday to my husband?
Well, happy birthday.
Alex R. for Daly City. Alex R. We're listening to it right now as I jump off to work. Alex R., happy birthday.
Daly City, baby.
Yeah, Daly City, Fogtown. Wasn't much fog today, though.
It was beautiful. It's actually kind of humid this morning.
Yeah.
I rolled the windows down. By the way, the Waymo drivers. Okay, so.
Oh, they're terrible. I got honked at by one of those yesterday.
Oh, I slammed the honk horn, whatever it's called.
They honked at me.
Oh, I horned at them. I was furious. They were literally, like, standing, or the car was just staying there, no hazards or nothing, in the middle of the road on a parking lot. I'm like, let's go!
Right. I'm going to get the Father Time and Nap on the other side. I'm going to continue to talk more about this because the Nuggets are rolling right now. They're up 1-0 in a series lead. What did you take away from game one of the NBA Finals?
The takeaway is that they look insurmountable right now.
They look like a... And Jamal Murray. We didn't even talk about him. What was his Spinoni? Jokic and Murray.
That
became their first set of teammates since Pippen and Jordan. And correct. Worthy and Magic.
Worthy and Magic. Third duo ever in the NBA Finals to each have 10 assists in the Finals
25
game.
Points.
That's incredible.
Murray, 26 points, 10 assists, 6 rebounds. Jokic, 27 points, 14 assists, and 10 rebounds. And what you got to think about with the Denver Nuggets, if it's a close game going into the fourth quarter, every single possession Denver's running, Mike Malone's saying, well, I don't know whatever signal he gives, but it's Jokic and Murray in the pick and roll.
And
that is more devastating than Malone and Stockton.
And then it's DeAndre Jordan up, jumping up off the bench, putting the same hand signal up that Mike Malone is putting up. It's hilarious.
It is hilarious. Jokic took 12 shots yesterday.
DeAndre Jordan's going to be a champion.
He's going to be a champion. Reggie Jackson is going to be a champion.
By the way, Reggie Jackson, when they unfurled him like a sword, you know, getting unsheathed at the end of game six, I was like, oh my God, he's still wearing every accessory.
Everything.
All the knee leggings, the
goggles,
pads, the goggles.
Piece.
He's got like the what are those things called that everyone wears? Like
the wristband or something
the
like that.
Yeah, the Strongs.
Dude.
I mean, he had everything.
Dude, I mean, that Clippers game he had against the Utah Jazz in game five with all the accessories of Salt Lake City was legendary.
It was literally my nephew. You doing a creative player on 2K and saying add all the accessories.
Oh, by the way, today's Luke Garrick Day.
Is it Luke Garrick Day?
Yeah, maybe we'll find that speech and play that on the air a little bit later. Brett Boone joining us at 7:30.
Don't get Wally pipped.
No, do not get Wally pipped at all. That's why we don't take days off. Take days off here at 95.7 The Game. Nobody wants vacation. Father Time, we'll get to you. We'll get to the rest of the phone calls. 888-957-9570. We'll do that on the other side. And that's brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
Area, it's your boy Chewy Gomez, 102 Jams. Listen to me every day, 3 to 7, playing your best hip-hop and throwbacks. Now back to my boys Bonte and Shasky right here on 95.7 The Game.
Chewy, 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 Chewy Gomez. Come on, Q102.1.
You know what today is?
Luke Garrick Day.
That? It's my mom's last day of work, too.
She's retiring after today?
She's retiring.
Congratulations, Noreen. Yeah. Give her a round of applause.
Lake Merced.
Now, is she going to work like your pops after retirement?
Well, I know she's going to babysit the kids for my brother every now and then. So if you want to consider that work, which I do.
Yeah,
because I don't want to pretend like raising kids helping.
Some deli boy putting off the kids.
Me and Deli Boy went to the Academy of Science yesterday. We had a great time.
It was fun, huh?
I had a great time.
Kids love the Academy of Science.
Yeah, I mean, they're running around like madmen. The albino alligator.
The sauropod summer's happening now. Open up May 26th.
It's chill. Albino alligator, I thought he was upside down when I first saw him.
Was he moving yesterday?
No.
Yeah, he's usually asleep.
Yeah.
I worked at the Academy of Science for 3 months.
Anyway, shout out mom.
Yeah, shout out mom, Noreen. Shout out to Noreen.
Noreen Shasky.
Happy retirement. We'll get to Father Time and Anthony. Give us 1 second here. But I worked.
Speaking of Father Time.
So, I lived on Tithe Clement for so many years, so the Academy of Science is right up the street.
Yeah.
So my boy Nance P, who brought the Fosters to Levi's Stadium, used to be a big shot there at the Academy of Science.
Only black guy I've seen drink Fosters.
Yeah, the only black guy I've ever seen drink a Fosters.
Yeah.
I was like, what is this? Anyway, I worked there for like 3 months in the summer, and I was like, Nance P, I can't do this, man. I'm wearing a Mickey Mouse outfit, man. What are we doing here? They got me stuck on the roof, just patrolling the roof. What are we doing here? But I worked there, and that alligator would always be asleep.
Really?
It's a rare, it like moves once every 3 months.
How old is it?
It's got to be super old. Baby Chen's never seen the alligator move. We've been there four times.
And it's
got membership there. Never moved.
Interesting.
She just kind of looks at it and is like, huh, whatever. Let's go see the penguins.
my little mini takeaway, I know certain things you can touch, some things you can't touch. Everything should be touchable. The kids want to reach out and touch everything. I know why they don't do that. I get it.
What about the butterflies?
You got to preserve the stuff. Like, oh, the butterflies are really cool, but we didn't wait for that.
George didn't have
the patience for that yesterday.
So he just wanted to see the penguins.
Yeah, oh, the penguins. Oh, my God.
The fish.
Penguins. Well, the octopus. And, like, you know, there's the lion little thing that they've got there. Like, oh, yeah. I don't know if it's stuffed or fake or whatever
that is. Like, roar. It does a roar back.
My favorite thing, though, maybe it's because I love trees. When you see those giant redwoods that are split and it shows you how wide they are. I don't know. It just gives you a kind of a feel of Mother Nature.
No, you know what's funny? The penguins, right? So Chez loves penguins now. She's on this penguin hunt. And the penguins. Oh, what?
We've got an age on the alligator.
Yeah, so Claude, the alligator at the California Academy of Sciences, he was hatched on September 15th, 1995. So he is, quick math, 22 years old, turned 23 this year.
Is that old for gators?
I'm not sure. Let me get back to that.
Like,
one.
You know, 23 would be old in dog age, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you'd be really old. You'd be one of the oldest dogs. Like, I know. So my dog Riku.
Sorry, 28. I mathed that wrong.
That's fine. Riku lived to be
University of Miami education.
We weren't really sure on the age because we inherited it from a brother. And she lived to be like 17 or 18 as a Pomeranian. That's a long life.
So on average, the American alligator can live for anywhere from 30 to 50 years. So he's doing pretty well.
So Claude's in his prime. So basically he just naps all the time.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, wow. Wow.
Get in rough life.
Yeah, so penguins. Baby she's on the penguin hype. She loves when the penguins are eating and stuff like that. So they have the penguins at the zoo as well.
Yes.
And last time we saw with your boy. What's his name? I ran into him at the zoo the last time I was at the zoo.
Oh, Joe Hall?
Was it Joe Hall?
Yeah,
Joe Hall. So we're sitting there watching the penguins. Yeah.
He loves his animals.
He loves his animals. So the penguins are jumping in, swimming. And baby Chen's like, oh, penguins swim, right? And they're like, she's getting. And then all of a sudden, one of them just, boom, defecates.
Oh, yeah, right? They stink.
And baby Chen, so now whenever she brings up the face, she go, papa, penguins, caca, caca at the zoo. Penguins, caca, and I'm like, that's all you remember?
Diarrhea.
That's papa, funny.
Penguins, caca, caca, that's penguins swim. Funny. Penguins, And she's like, more. I don't know. Things kids remember.
That's, wow. There's a Lukaku joke in there somewhere.
There is.
But I don't know where to find it.
Yeah, I'm not even going to try.
Isn't he a soccer player?
Not going to force it.
Lukaku, yes.
Lukaku.
By the way, dating.
I apologize. I think he's
dating Meg Thee Stallion.
No.
There's photos with Lukaku and Meg Thee Stallion. And Lukaku actually helped Belgium choke in the World Cup. Former Chelsea legend.
But he's also an Inter Milan who are going to be playing in the Champions League final against Man City.
Wow. So there you go. And Meg Thee Stallion, I believe, is his right now, which, of course, we all remember.
They're together.
Yeah, you're right. They were seen at a wedding together. Yes. So there you go.
Was she wearing white jeans?
See, the latest rumor as well, Tom Brady and Kim Kardashian.
What?
Oh, no, stop. No. Stop.
Career over.
Oh, my gosh.
Career over.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Well, he admitted yesterday he's not coming back. He did a video.
I don't believe anything he says, but now that he's dating the Kardashians, even if he did come back, his career's over.
Yeah, wow. So, Lukaku with Meg Thee Stallion.
There's no way Tom Brady and Kim Kardashian. Really?
The power couple right there.
No. That's sad. Honestly, that shows you where Tom is. That's sad.
Apparently, Kim's been complaining that it's how impossible it is to date like a regular person. So I guess that's why she has to go out with Tom Brady.
Yeah, he's so regular.
By the way, Bonte, listen, I only call Noreen. I don't call her Mrs. Shasky because she checked me. Remember? She goes, Bonte, do not call me Mrs. Shasky. Call me Noreen. Yeah. I was like, no, I'm calling you Mrs. Shasky. Yeah. She checked me and said, you bet not call me Mrs. Shasky. Yeah. Call me Noreen.
Yeah.
So I call her Noreen. I don't like to call her Noreen. I like to call her Mrs. Shasky, your mom.
Yeah.
That's how I roll.
Today's her last day of work. And, you know, congratulations to my mom. My mom, when we were growing up, she worked 15 million jobs trying to, you know, get three kids under the age of whatever it was, five or something at the time. And she's one of the hardest workers that I know.
Yeah. Kim K must be special, man, because the dude she's been able to reel in.
Who's got a better roster, Kim K or Derek Jeter? In terms of
I don't know who's on Derek Jeter's roster.
Well, he had Mariah Carey.
I know who hit Kim K.
Let me look it up.
I think Jeter wins just right there.
I think Pete Davidson might beat out Jeter.
Yeah, if I'm being honest. Pete Davidson's a cook.
I don't. what's he's talentless. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
at least I'm just more talking about how he's pulling off.
Right, he's pulling everything.
So. I mean, at least Kim Kardashian is a successful TV show.
Yeah, very successful. Very.
I'm well aware.
Very.
I mean, Pete Davidson's not even funny in that Burger King commercial. Yeah, I mean, he's just such a nerd.
Is it Burger King or Taco Bell?
Is it Taco Bell?
Taco Bell, the breakfast crunch wraps. Don't sleep on Taco Bell breakfast,
by the way. I love Taco Bell. Didn't need Pete Davidson to sell me.
No, dude. You know, I'm not sleeping on Taco Bell. I'm woke.
Now you're asleep on a shout-out soda. Yeah, shout-out soda.
Hey, somebody, you know what? Before we get to Father Time and Anthony, they've been on hold for a while. I want to get to their calls here.
All right, here it
right
is.
After this. Wow. But I want to say this from 510, Comcast Business Text Line. B, I'm thinking of trying the soda plan. How did you do on Memorial Day holiday? And what is your game plan for the upcoming summer barbecues? More importantly, might week this winter holidays. That is from 49er Stew. Mind over matter. It's mind over matter. Now, Memorial Day, I went to go visit Matt Kolsky. He's moving back to Evanston, Illinois in a month. Shout out to Matt Kolsky, our former co-host here at the 95.7 game. We love Kolsky. We'll see him on Saturday at Spadoni's Shindig. He went over, made pancakes, ate a couple pancakes because you could do that with the soda diet. They send you pancake mix. Boom, Kolsky hooked it up. And then Memorial Day, we walked around the lake and I got home and I stayed away from all the barbecues. Got home, had me some soup. Some veggies and called it a day. Didn't even think about barbecue. Didn't even think about going to a barbecue spot or a barbecue in the park. So it is tough, 49ers Stew. I'm not saying it's easy, but you can do it, Stew. Get on that soda diet. It's a hell of a plan. Go to SOTAweightloss.com for that.
I'm blown away that on a Memorial Day weekend you were eating soup. I'm really impressed by your discipline, and I'm not trying to diminish you in any way. I mean,
Tyler Miller,
with the bottom of my heart.
Tyler, you got to do what you got to do to get the weight off, man.
Hey, I'm down
30, big dog.
Right.
And Guru's going to be on a soda diet. I told him to wait until Monday to get through the weekend. There's no way Guru survives the soda diet.
Monte, help me.
Yeah, I'm going to help you, Guru. I'm going to give you all the help you need. I'll be your Dr. Phil.
Will Guru be as strong as Derek Jeter's list of people he's been linked to in terms of dating?
I have a wife.
Oh, my God. Listen, this is like, the 27 Yankees? This is unreal. This is the dream team. Adriana Lima, Jessica Biel, Jessica Alba, Vita Guerrera, haven't thought of her in forever, Tyra Banks, Gabrielle Union, Bridget Hall, Scarlett Johansson, Rachel Ukutel, Mariah Carey, Minka Kelly. I mean, those are just some of them. And then finally, Hannah Davis, his wife.
Wow. Guru said he's starting today. I mean,
that's pretty incredible.
Guru's starting today. Soda died. That is pretty incredible. I'm not even gonna lie about that. Let's go to Father Time in Napa. Wow. Father Time, what's happening?
Hey, fellas, it's been a few minutes. I hope your last weekend was good. I don't want to look back too much because, you know, we've had an incredible run. We got to kind of think about the now and the future. Although I will say, Peppers were great. Posty was fine. Lizzo slayed. Her band is incredible.
Yeah, she did slay.
And my list of one, my wife for 30, whew, I'll take her all day. moving forward, the real question is, the Warriors are in deep, deep doo-doo. If you just look at the roster's nugget and you really focus in on one thing, you know, playing incredibly well, two numbers, 28 and 26. Jokic is 28.
Yep.
Murray is 26.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to be around for a while.
Yep.
You surround them with the role players they have. Heck, Bruce Brown's 24. You know, you can keep going on and on.
Right.
And let's face it, the Warriors have been in trouble because they keep aging. And when you do that, when you win, you pick late in the draft. So they got to nail things right now. The great thing about picking young guys is you pay them less, and you know, although Poole's a contributor and Looney did that way back in 15 and 12 was a great draft, I think they're going to be really challenged. Steph is transcendent. He's maybe going to get a little better. I wouldn't be surprised, but man, I think we have to be super, super thankful. I mean, incredibly thankful, particularly for longtime fans, and really focus on, let's get competitive and can maybe pull some stuff off. Because I believe in Steph Curry. Lastly, Lakers statements like we're going to do whatever we want, no matter what the rules are. What rules? Like you're literally saying we don't care what happens. And I just find that to be so weird.
Well, he's,
and you know, every other owner in the league is like, hey, Joey, yesterday, show me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
no, he came off as bombastic. Anyway, no doubt. Look, I love a bombastic owner. Trust me. I come from the school of George Steinbrenner / Eddie DeBartolo Jr. So when Joe Lacob's on that podium saying what he's saying, I'm like, wow. Owner right there at the presser. Now, we will have issues. Here's my biggest issue with Jerry Jones, as this segment was presented by Go to State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. My problem with Jerry Jones, Shasky, the biggest one, is he's holding pressers after games. All right? Every game, Jerry Jones is sitting there holding court about the game and stuff like, it's like, dude, all right, I don't need this from you. He's doing a weekly radio hit. You imagine Joe Lacob doing a weekly radio hit about the team? That would not go well. It would not. And I love Joey Lightyears. I do. I'm glad he's the owner of the Go to State Warriors. He's flipped everything with the way he spins the stadium and everything. But boy.
Did he come off quirky and
some
arrogant?
Awkward moments.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Quirky.
What did you want him to come out? Like twiddling his thumbs? Like, no, I'm serious. Well, like, this is a guy who's 1 foot. If he can't be arrogant after 4 championships and building the stadium, like, who can?
I hear you. No, I'm here for it. Now it's like, show me.
You know, it's funny.
Don't you think he will be judged by what happens from here on out, life after Bob?
Yeah, but that's not going to be like, that'll be like the second paragraph, right? That won't be the first paragraph.
It can determine a lot.
If he owns it for 50 years, maybe this is just the preamble to something bigger or more catastrophic. I don't know. You can't predict that. But here's what I would say, B. My uncle used to work for Lucasfilms, and he was, working with George Lucas. And George Lucas, he's brilliant. He's wildly successful. That's what everyone would say. And he would say, Joe, guy's a nut. Okay? He's a complete nut. Mm-hmm. But when you're filthy rich, you know what they call that? Eccentric.
Mm.
When you're on the street, they're like, that's a weirdo right there. Now, obviously, there's layers to this, and I'm not categorizing anyone who's on the streets as a weirdo. I'm just saying that, like, when you have a lot of money, you can get a little weird.
You can. Let me say this, though. As you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and AC1 San Francisco, always live on the Free Odyssey app. We appreciate everybody on YouTube, the Comcast Business Text Line, Twitch, everybody chiming in through the Odyssey app. If you're in your car, radio, good morning to everybody out there, especially getting off your graveyard shift or getting ready for work. Joe Lacob, when we say life after Bob, right? And he's got the 4 championships. You can never take that away. The stadium, the banners, everything he said, he's promised, he's delivered. But there are going to be a segment of folks, a lot of fans, actually, who say, okay, you inherited Stephen Curry. Bob, was able to court. You guys all courted Kevin Durant. You all get credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
But from this point on, if things go awry from the Golden State Warriors, a lot of that shine that he's gotten and a lot of that... That'll wear off very quickly in today's sports society. It's a what have you done for me lately business, especially with our fans nowadays, social media and everything. What he does from this point on will be judged every step of the way because a lot of people blame him for the way this season went off, which is unfair. It's unfair to blame Joe for everything.
Every owner is judged at every turn. Some with more level of scrutiny than others because of the profile of the organization. So to say that he's going to be judged before, of course he is. Like we scrutinize every single Jed York move. We scrutinize the faceless Giants owners at every single turn, don't we?
Yep, absolutely.
Everything. Like what happened with the Carlos Correa thing? Let me ask you this. Actually, this is probably a good one. How do you view Giants ownership? They brought you 3 championships.
Yep.
They kept the team in San Francisco. They built a stadium. Yep. We feel very removed from those championships.
Yep. And from those guys.
But overall, wouldn't you agree? Like most people are like, they did pretty well by us.
Well, the stadium, it's paid off. They printed money over there. They've done well. The new guys running it, the Johnsons, who weren't the face of the franchise when they were winning those championships. Now it's like, what are you guys going to do? And so now without Bob Myers, and we'll see who's making the decisions. And that's the other thing with the GM. Will that new GM have the same power as Bob Myers? Or will the Lacobs be in a little bit more on the decision-making process? And would that even be a good thing for the Golden State Warriors to have them in a little bit more on the decision-making process? I don't have the answer to that. Let's go to Anthony and Benicia. Anthony, what's happening?
Top of the morning. So first of all, Tom Brady trying to get to the yams. Sweet yams. That's what he's trying to do. But
I love you, Anthony.
So you guys are talking.
Oh my God.
So I love you right back, Joe. You know it, man. So So I wanted to talk. You guys are talking about getting a big man presence, and I can't help but just think about that. We had a youngster, 7'1". He was raw, or at least not all the way developed, and all we had to do was develop him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.